Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What day is it? Well, here's a hint. In the form of a riddle or maybe a question. When was Christina Ricci last cute? When she was Wednesday. That's right, it is Wednesday, folks. Pin the Shoulders Podcast. That means your favorite loudmouth, most of the time unlovable host, Serious Brad, is hanging with his boy, Jordan J.R. Garber, ready to give you an entertainment jam-packed episode of Pin the Shoulders Podcast. Isn't that right, good sir? Mr. Garber.
Sorry about that. I was accidentally muted.
That's okay. No worries, man.
Things happen all the time. The phone has an automatic mute. Like, if it doesn't detect audio activity in, like, a minute, it just, they fucking puts you on mute, so it's like, fuck. So,
yeah,
I'm here. I'm on Pin the Shoulders Podcast. I have a lot to say, as always, about not just professional wrestling, but, you know, burgers and all that good stuff. So, we're going to kick it off. It's going to be a great show. Brad, what do we got for tonight?
Well, first of all, guys, I don't know if you didn't notice the media on Pin the Shoulders Podcast, and of course, TheChairShot.com. Shout outs, always use your head. That's where we're going to be at, always. That's our home. And trust me, there's so much more than just Pin the Shoulders Podcast. Let's go check out TheChairShot.com. But you know what? We're just going to get to exactly what's going down tonight. Let's just say, when you step into this man's part of the kingdom, there's only one thing you should know. He doesn't do hellos and handshakes. He does red balloons and hatchets. One third of the Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions. He's the one that goes bump in the kingdom at night. The Horror King, Vinny Marcellia. How's it going, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more, having the fans.
That was a good introduction. Thank you, man. That was good.
Thank you very much. I try my best, and anything that I use in my introductions, feel free to go ahead and use. I promise you, I won't say anything about it.
They usually hack the last name more than a hatchet can do. So good job. That was good.
You know, I really make sure I get those names right, because, you know, like your name, and then Martin Casales was another hard one. I try to keep the names on point, because that just puts a damper on the whole show. So, excellent. We are off to a good start, folks. I have to ask, how is the kingdom, and how much longer until they completely take over the pro wrestling tag team circuit? We're not talking about Ring of Honor. We're talking about everywhere. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I mean, I would think that we are the best six-man tag team in the entire world. That is why we are the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Champions. I think right now the Kingdom's doing pretty well. And the Kingdom has always done well. The chemistry is so good, because, you know, we know each other. We travel together. We're very close outside the ring, inside the ring. So, you know, there's nobody that can do it better than us.
That's the truth. And I have to ask you, from the beginning of the new kingdom, if you will, the reboot, if you will, right. You guys came in final battle.
I could deal with reboot, new. Nothing's ever good that's called new.
Fair enough.
Kingdom, yep. So the Kingdom, maybe the Kingdom in Matt Taven's image is a better term for that.
I like that.
The Kingdom has always been, we've always been very close. I've known Taven for over 10 years now. We started training together. We've kind of seen each other, you know, kind of go through the crazy world of professional wrestling together. I've always traveled with Taven and Michael Bennett and Maria at the time that they were in Ring of Honor together as well. So the Kingdom is very, very real. So I wouldn't say new. I'd say Kingdom and Matt Taven's image is probably the current currently of what you're seeing.
I like it, and everyone's enjoying it. Obviously, it's a lot. It has a lot more flavor. And I have to ask you, how sweet was it? And excuse the pun, to go into, you know, have the Kingdom debut against Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. We're talking, you know, kind of showing the first boss that the new boss is a lot better and the Kingdom is a lot bigger than what he could even imagine. How sweet was, you know, that match?
Yeah, it was wild, man, you know, because right before that, you know, I couldn't wait, you know, when I got the news and when Taven had asked me to be a part of the Kingdom with him and TK, I was very excited, you know. I was excited for myself because I've really, for a very long time now, I've had a lot of opportunities with Ring of Honor before that, you know, wrestling Jay Lethal for the world title. My hometown was one of them. That was the last one I did before I debuted with the Kingdom. You know, and I was excited for TK because he was very good in wrestling and he's got this big opportunity and he's, you know, tons of potential at TK. So I was excited for him. And it was just like a very exciting night leading up to that. And then, you know, once we, you know, being main event in Lowell, you know, it's our hometown where we're like homegrown, you know, and kind of did a lot of our wrestling in that area. So it was very special to all three of us as a team to go out there and wrestle, you know, the Bullet Club in the main event match and then walk away advancing in the tournament for the 6-man tag titles. I mean, it was cool, man. And like, you know, it's like, Two awesome teams just going at it in the main event and all
right.
In town. You know, I couldn't have asked for a better debut. It was fantastic.
And
yeah, it really does.
Ring of Honor. Sorry, Brad, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. It's fine.
Yeah, you look at Ring of Honor and, you know, you look at wrestling titles and you have the tag team titles. You have, like, obviously two people and then you have the singles titles. But to come up with a Ring of Honor World 6-man tag team title is a very unique idea. When that plan came into place, I believe it was on December the 2nd, 2016, the Kingdom defeated Kushida, Leo Rush, and Jay White. This is a new situation in professional wrestling. Yeah, it might have happened before, but not on a big stage. What was it like being a part of history like that?
Oh, man, it was wild for me, especially the Hammerstein Ballroom in the Manhattan Center there. I remember in 2012 just being there at a Ring of Honor show, sitting up in the highest point of the building and kind of like looking down and watching. I believe it was a final battle show as well. So for me, you know, just like, you know, sitting up there and watching that show in 2012, just like, man, I really wish I could, you know, be a part of this event right now and just, you know, show the world like what I can do and what I'm about. And then that final battle, being in the finals, in the Hammerstein and winning the first ever 6-man tag team champions of Ring of Honor, I was just like, you know, it was super, super special to me. And that's another building that's like very special to me personally, every time we go there. So, man, it was just awesome to just go from like, you know, really wanting to be a part of Ring of Honor and then becoming a first ever champion in the company. It was just like, man, it was amazing. So, and then to do it with your close friends is even like a, you know, that's a cherry on top. So it was awesome, man. That was
very surreal.
That was a good match.
Very
that
surreal.
Was a good match. It was a very, very competitive, awesome match. And, you know, I feel like we delivered in that match and what it should have been. So I was very happy with it. And, yeah, it was cool, man.
Now, I kind of want to touch on, of course, the Horror King and some of the, you know, things that kind of make you stand out from the Horror King. I mentioned, of course, a couple of them, the hatchet, the red balloon, balloons. But one I want to really touch on, is your masks. You have you've kind of evolved your mask, and your masks are very, you know, custom and very special. I kind of want to give a shout out to Sam Rockwell over at Rockwell Mask, but I'd like you to actually talk about it, because you know you've had three or four actually. Tell us about these masks. They're amazing.
Sure. Yeah, man. Yeah, Rockwell, he's amazing, man. His work is fantastic, and the way he works with me and coming up with ideas is just like, when we put our minds together, it's kind of, it's awesome what we come up with. I give him a lot of creative freedom on it, because he's so talented, and he kind of has an idea of what I'm about, so he usually comes up with something that like kind of blows me away, you know. But it all kind of started, my mother is a was a huge horror fan when I was a little kid, just as much as I am, and we always watch horror movies. I was probably watching horror movies long before I probably should have been. but me and my mother always had that relationship of always watching horror movies. My dad always kind of like, ah, why are you watching that shit? And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know. But me and my mother like loved it, you know, at this young age. And throughout my whole life, I mean, we collect movie props. Like, if you walk into my house, like, me and my wife, like, I have a screen-used Halloween mask from the original movie. The original one is like five made, and I have one of them. We have screen-used Lost Boys jackets. We have screen-used Puppet Master. It's like a horror museum in our house. And like, we always kind of collected that. My wife is a huge fan of it too. She actually has a like horror tattoo sleeve she's working on that I'm really jealous of, because I didn't do that. I'm working on my legs as far as that. But she kind of beat me to the punch with that. Smart girl.
Dang.
Yeah, we're huge horror fans, man, and it's always been like a really big part of me, just as much as wrestling was. And, you know, in wrestling, you get into wrestling and you kind of like, you know, people talk about kind of finding yourself in wrestling, and it's a very hard thing to do, because you go into it thinking you have to be one thing, when it's like really just got to be yourself, man. And it's tough to kind of come around to that, you know, but once you kind of, you know, get that experience and kind of been around it for a while, you kind of get comfortable and then you kind of find it. But it actually started with I was doing a Northeast wrestling show in Connecticut, and I was already kind of rocking the Lost Boys, like Alex Winter, the Marco jacket there. He has all the patches on and stuff. So I was rocking that, and I was kind of like, all right, this is cool. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm bringing stuff that I love into professional wrestling, you know.
Which is important.
So I ended up. Yeah, and I ended up starting with I think it was like a toy vault or something, and they had a decent replica Jason Voorhees mask, like one of the thick fiber, like heavier ones. So I was like, all right, this is cool. So I grabbed one, I put my like Insanity logo on it when I was doing that at the time, and I came out with it, and it got like a positive reaction, but like a natural reaction, like, okay, this, you know what I mean? Like, people understood me.
Right,
and
it
then,
flowed.
Right, and then because it's what I love naturally. So after that, it just kind of like that moment on, it kind of just went from there, and that's kind of like how the Horror King was kind of like, you know, how I became the Horror King. But the Horror King is very natural. I feel like I've always been the Horror King. It took me a while to kind of put it out there for the world to see, I guess you could say. And then the mask, I was like, well, I can't, like, this is a Jason Voorhees mask, and it's cool and stuff with my own spin on it, but I want my mask to be on the shelf where you look at them and you identify it as, oh, that's Vinny. We have Michael Myers, we have Jason, we have Freddy's glove, we have Vinny's mask. So it's like, if you put my mask on the shelf along with the other horror icons, like, it'll register like, no, that's Vinny. You know, it's not Jason, it's not anything, you know. So I eventually kind of evolved into my own style of what I think my mask would look like, and we kind of, you know, came up with the one that I have now. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely,
man. Crushed it,
man.
He crushed it with that mask.
Yeah, and he does, you know, some amazing work. And, you know, since we're kind of like on the subject of, you know, Sam Rockwell and his mask, you know, he does a lot of guys. He does you. He does Dave, Chris, Callisto, Sammy Callahan, Masvidal. Murphy, Mustafa Ali, you know, he does a lot of work. I have to ask you, one of these guys that don a Rockwell mask would you absolutely love to go head-to-head with in the middle of the ring right now? That's a tough question because there's a lot of them.
Okay. I want to say there is a lot of them, man. And
right.
God, you know, I'd love to wrestle every single one of them if I could. But I think, like, Dave Crist, he seems like he has, like, a more of a love for horror genre than some of the other fellows that kind of rock them. So maybe Dave Crist would be a pick, but definitely something I've always wanted to do was the Horror King versus Villain. I always thought Villain versus Horror King would be a pretty spectacular, like a spectacle, you know, kind of an experience to kind of watch. So that's something I've always thought would be kind of cool, you know. So who knows, maybe
well,
in time.
Let's book it already.
But,
Ring of Honor. Let's book this, man.
Right, but maybe Dave Crist, you know.
I like it. That'd be one hell. I mean, the Kingdom versus you know, Ohio versus everything.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
be cool.
I could see that going. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Before we keep on going, I want you to be able to kind of give props to something that you're working on. Since we're talking about horror and you being a horror fan, you actually have a YouTube channel that concentrates on kind of, you know, running down some of your favorite horror films.
Yeah, so it's
kind of cool, man.
Fun to kind of, yeah, it's something fun that I want to kind of do. I've been wanting to do it for a while, the Vinnie Horror Picture Show, where it's just kind of basically, you know, selected wrestlers or whomever, actors, whomever that wants to kind of get in on it and just talk about, you know, I kind of get into like what their favorite movies are in the horror genre is. And just kind of, you know, kind of get into depth of like how, you know, we love them, you know, as horror movies, but they're ridiculous. You know what I mean? But that's why we love
them.
That's
the best
part. So we kind of cover
that
kind of, yeah, we kind of cover a lot of that kind of stuff. But it was just a fun little thing that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I was kind of, I guess, kind of like always put it off and never kind of, people aren't going to want to like really, you know, sit there and hear me talk. But you know, if we make it a little fun for people to kind of enjoy, maybe, you know, they take interest. But it actually got more, you know, people kind of liked it more than I actually thought they would. So I'm going to keep doing it as much as I possibly can. I was just actually Jimmy Havoc.
Man, it's one hell of a rundown.
Yeah, we want to do one with Jimmy Havoc, so that would be cool.
Nice. Absolutely.
Actually, he's another guy that I'd like to wrestle, like Axe versus Axe. That'd be fantastic. So hopefully that'll happen
in my
career.
I seen you take, I don't know if it was Instagram or not, you took a picture with Jimmy Havoc. You guys were in the same town, and you didn't do anything.
It was when I was on tour with Ring of Honor over in the UK. I met up with Jimmy, and I went to one of his Q&As, which was pretty awesome. Jimmy's a great dude, great guy. I think he's fantastic. He's got a really cool thing going that I think is awesome. So I think it'd be awesome for the wrestling world to see the Horror King and the Goth King there go axe versus axe in pro wrestling. I mean, that's cool. You know, that sounds cool to me. You know, just the poster and graphic alone would be cool for that.
So
hopefully in time it happens. You know what I mean? Hopefully in time it happens.
Well, what you need to do, man, is you got to go win the 2018, you know, CCW death match. And then next, the year after, and then have two of the, you know, the 2017, 2018 champion go head to head. I mean, that would sell seats like nobody's business.
Yeah, it'd be cool, man.
I'm just saying. let's be honest, though. What movie monster do you think you could take on toe-to-toe, hand-to-hand combat? Which one do you think, you know, Vinny could take down? You have to be honest, man. Chucky.
Right? Chucky's probably the
absolutely.
One to
that's the best. That's
through,
the
right?
safe bet. Yeah, man.
Right? That's the safe bet,
you
got
to make sure
right?
he doesn't, like, possess you afterwards. You kill him, he possesses you. It's not a win-win battle, man.
I love the character Otis from Devil's Rejects. He's one of my favorite characters. I really admire him, and I try to kind of I love watching him. I think there's a humor to him as well as like a viciousness. So I think me versus Otis would be a pretty cool fight. That'd be cool, you know, both crazy people kind of going at it. That'd be sweet. If you want to go monsters, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, Jason just doesn't give up. And, like,
That's bad news.
Michael Myers this day and age doesn't either. So, I don't know.
What would you think about like the horror movie from like back then compared to now? Do you think it's changed for the better or for the worse?
See, for me, I mean, I don't mind some of the, I don't mind some of the news. I see, I love all horror. So it's kind of like, I'm not one of those guys that kind of like, oh, it's a, you know, I'm going to shit all over it because it's a newer version of whatever.
I like
a lot of stuff. Like I really enjoyed like The Conjuring. That was cool. The Conjuring house is actually, about 30 minutes from where I live. So I was able to visit that. It's kind of cool. It's a super eerie neighborhood too. It's wild. I took some photos over there, but they have a bunch of like keep out signs and stuff. But like the whole property there is still how it was like back in the day. So it's like got that super eerie feeling. And I even went there when it was kind of like misty and foggy. So it was awesome, man. But like, I like the Conjuring films. Like there's some newer stuff that I do like, but I've always been like an 80s fan, you know, growing up watching all the movies with my mom. Like my mom loved like Creepshow. So I'm a huge fan of Creepshow. I can watch that stuff on repeat. Like literally I'll go tonight. I'm at training right now. I'm at the training facility that we train at our school, the XW Wrestling Kingdom in West Warwick. But when I leave here, like I'll even go home and watch like Creepshow 1 and 2 and just have it on repeat. Even if I don't pay attention to it, just on in the background. Like I love all those 80s, like, you know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It's the most ridiculous movie you ever watch. But like there's something about the nostalgia of it, watching it like when I was little, that just kind of stuck with me. You know, and then like Silver Bullet, like all the Stephen Kings, like Pet Sematary, and you know, obviously all the original Jasons and the Halloweens and all that other stuff. So there's a lot of like the 80s. I'm just a huge 80s guy, you know, and just that's 80s movies in general, you know, like License to Drive and all those, like, you know, like Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club and all those cool movies, you know, that my mom was like huge into, that I just was around for so long. But I do love a lot of the newer stuff too. Like I'm pretty excited for the new Halloween movie. You know, I'm excited to see the trailer for that. And it's kind of cool, you know, because they're actually supposed to come out with my trailer tomorrow for the movie that I did, The Find. I actually asked them if they could hold off because the Halloween movie is getting such so much attention that I don't want ours to kind of get lost, because I mean Halloween is such a bigger, you know, has a bigger reach and stuff. So I told them kind of like, you know, maybe next week after this kind of like settles down a little bit, then we can put ours out, because I don't want to put them out at the same time, you know what I mean? Like what Halloween kind of have, not that our film would take away from it by any means, but just the fact of it being so popular, you don't want to kind of, you know, put yours out there and be like, okay, no one cares. But
that's tough marketing right there.
Right. So you just told them hold off a week.
Now I have to ask, this will be the last one, because I like to ask the apocalypse bunker question. If you could only bring one series of horror movies with you, one series, that's it, Vinny. One series with you to the bunker. I know. This is a tough
killing
one.
Me, man.
I know it, man. To the bunker with you, you know what I mean? The army's just like, hey, you can only take one, Vinny. You got a whole room of them, I know, but one series. Which one? What would it be?
Halloween.
There it is, Halloween.
Halloween would be the series I would take with me. Just because I love Halloween, the holiday in general, too. Plus, like, you have the horror in there with that. So it's kind of like it touches all bases that I like. So I'd have to go Halloween. And I love Season of the Witch, too. I love that movie a lot. People hate it. I get why they hate it. He's not in it. I understand. But that movie on its own, just called Season of the Witch, without the Halloween being part of the series, I think people would like it a lot more. But because it's supposed to be part of the series, people kind of hate on it. But I think it's a great movie.
So it's like the stepkid, if you will.
Yeah.
So kind of, sort of.
Here's Matt Taven
now,
right here. Say hi, Matt Taven.
Hi, I'm looking because I need to.
This is fantastic.
You're hiding in the corner doing podcast.
There's Matt Taven.
Two-thirds
guys
of the kingdom here on Pin the Shoulders.
This is fantastic.
Going,
Matt Taven, how's it going tonight, sir?
he just finished up the class over at the XW Wrestling Kingdom.
Oh, very cool. Now, when the Kingdom's on the road, when they're doing their thing, you know what? There's something about each person that always sticks out. What are those things? Starting with you, sir, what's the one thing besides horror, of course, that you just, you know, we can always count that Vinny is going to do?
Okay, hold on. I had a say that again.
Like for example, like you know, Matt Taven, he's like the coffee in the morning guy, or you know, TK O'Brien, he's like a sleep in type of guy, and Vinny Marcella, he's a, you know,
I'm a late night guy.
Late night guy. There it is.
Oh, I will stay up like through the night, like watching movies. I won't go to bed till like 4 a.m. I'm up all night, and I think it just has a lot to do with our travel schedule that I'm just kind of always
right.
up in the middle of the night. And then I have my little daughter that wakes me up at like crack of dawn, so I'm like a zombie in the daytime. But yeah, I'm a late night guy for sure.
Now, what are some pet peeves? Like, you know, if a fan, for example, is coming up to say hi, you know, and, you know, get your autograph or anything like that. What are some pet peeves that, you know, maybe you could say, hey, don't do this, or you're not going to get a good response from Vinny Marcella?
Or
you're just pretty laid back guy.
Yeah, man. Like I could care less. Like I'm always down to kind of meet fans and stuff. I mean, fans are kind of make me who I am, and I love the sport of them. You know, I love the fans. There's no horror king, but maybe like if I'm eating dinner or something and somebody kind of interrupts, or if I'm out eating dinner, that's a different story with my family or something.
Right.
But, you know, most people kind of have the common sense not to do that, you know, and then most people are pretty polite not to do that. But I love meeting people, man. It's cool. It's cool. You know, you meet different people and like they appreciate what you do and they take big interest in you. You know, when I have people coming up to me and saying, where's the balloons? Where's the balloons? That's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Because they could not care. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's cool, man. And I'm super laid back. I don't, you know, I don't care about that stuff.
That's cool, man. Now, who do you geek out for? You know, you've got fans geeking out over the Horror King. You know, who is the one person that if you see it on the streets, you would just turn into an instant super fan and like scream all the way over to the person?
Oh man, who is it? Oh man. Rob Zombie. I love Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie.
Nice.
Because he's a musician and director, he's kind of like, you know, he's just got like this whole thing about him that he's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't fangirl over him or anything, but if there's one person that I kind of would love to meet and kind of like talk to and like pick his brain and really kind of get to know would be Rob Zombie, because he's such a talented dude to be able to do, you know, he's a musician, he directs movies, he just, you know, his creative mind, he just has this whole like kind of creative like thing going, kind of like, you know, it's kind of how I feel like I am with wrestling. You know, I have like such a movie mind, but I love pro wrestling, so I try to take the movies that I love and bring it into pro wrestling, and it's just kind of like this slew of things that you love and like this one mind. So I think he'd be cool to kind of like sit down and talk to and kind of like pick his brain about stuff.
Yeah, and he seems like he's pretty laid back as well, you know, just kind of just go with the flow and just be happy to talk about it, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool.
Absolutely. I would totally dig it. And since we're talking about, you know, music and stuff like that, I have to ask, have you yet bought the single from Enzo Amore, the real one?
No, I have not.
Okay, neither have I.
No.
So I don't feel that
I
bad, guys.
I've heard about it, but I don't.
It's horrible.
No, I haven't seen anything.
I'm sorry.
Or anything.
Yeah, I can say is if I didn't know what mumble rapping was until I heard Enzo Amore do it, and it was bad. So
I do get to see in August Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie together on their tour, so I'm excited for that. Me and my wife are going to check that out. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
going to be.
I can't wait for it.
Where's that
cool.
going to be at?
It's in Mansfield, Mass. It's kind of close to me, about 40 minutes from me, so I'm pretty excited for it.
Heck yeah, man. Now, I have to ask, since, you know, you mentioned your family a few times. It's sometimes hard for professional wrestlers, of course, to go from the ring and transition back into family life. Is that difficult? And if it is there things that that you do to kind of, like, get yourself in check, if you will, before you kind of go back to the family from working with Ring of Honor and being on the road?
No, not at all, man. I mean, because my family's first. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, like,
okay.
my daughter and my wife come first before anything. So, no, you know, I miss them when I'm away, and, you know, nothing changes when I get home, you know. No, it's cool, man. And, like, you know, I basically am who I am, you know, so nothing really changes with me. But, no, never
cool.
really an issue at all.
Well,
but,
you always hear sometimes, you know, those wrestlers, they
– And
they
support me.
They take their,
too.
Yeah.
My wife has been a supporter. My wife, I mean, I've known my wife since we were 2 years old, so she's seen me bouncing on the trampoline before I even did anything in pro wrestling. So we had a very, very strong, like, her parents are best friends with my parents. So we have a very, very strong, like, we had a very strong friendship before anything. So we know each other, I mean, like since babies, you know, so it's kind of cool, you know. And, you know, later in life, we, you know, get married and have a little one of our own. So, like, the support is just, like, it's awesome from both of them.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, if you were to jump into Bizarro World, what do you think your personality, your presence would be like in Ring of Honor? Total Bizarro World, man.
I don't know.
A milkman, maybe.
What do you think would be it? Yeah, right. right? Yeah.
Probably just like a white suit evangelist, you know what I mean? Just, you know, brush your teeth at night, brush your teeth three times, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's what I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even have an answer for that one. That's funny. I don't have an answer for it.
Well, we'll have to get you on the next time then.
Yeah.
You'll have to think about that
one.
Now, Jordan, J.R. Garber, sir, I've been hogging Vinny Marcella all night. I apologize. Please jump in. Ask some questions because I'll do this. I'll do this all night.
No, I'm just enjoying a great interview, great insight, obviously, from one of the members of the Kingdom. It's great to, you know, learn new things about professional wrestling and talk to different personalities, different workers from around the world, especially Ring of Honor. You know, it's an honor and a privilege. So I don't think I have too much to top off with, but it certainly was a pleasure interviewing you, and we can't
cool,
wait
man.
To...
Cool, man. Thanks for having me. It's cool. You guys are cool, man.
Yeah. It's great.
Thanks,
to,
man.
You know,
I really appreciate it, and you're wicked laid back, and I have to ask, is the rest of the locker room like that at Ring of Honor? Are they as laid back as Vinny Marcella? Probably not,
I don't know.
Huh?
I mean, yeah, nobody's a problem. You know, everybody's – I get along with everybody. You know, it's
sweet.
Cool. I love my job, man, so.
Yeah, it's wicked dope, man. All I have to say is I'm jealous. You do have a wicked dope life on both sides of the spectrum. But before you go and before we say goodnight, of course, we want to know where we're going to see you in the ring next. So the folks at home listening are going to be like, hey, we're in the area. We need to be there. Where are you going to be wrestling next? Where can we find you on social media? And after that, we're going to ask you the dreaded road story, your favorite road story. So please, sir, shoot away and let us know when we're going to see you again.
Well, June 15th and 16th, we got San Antonio and Dallas coming up for Ring of Honor. So you can see us there. And you can follow me on Twitter at The Horror King VM, on Instagram, The Horror King Official, and Facebook, The Horror King Official. And
excellent.
Favorite road story.
Oh, yes. The dreaded fit.
Well, the craziest one I've ever had is when TK had his accident. But, I mean, that story would take forever to kind of go through. But it was a nightmare kind of getting TK back from Vegas when he broke his leg to Boston for emergency surgery.
Holy.
Back when he had his accident there. So it was just a nightmare. Nobody would help us in the airport. We got trapped and locked behind a door. We had to go back and forth in the hotel at the airport. We missed the flight. So it was just a nightmare. We would have to talk about that at another time. But that was probably the biggest nightmare ever on the road.
Well, there it is. We already have a good setup for the next show when we have Vinny Marcello on. One, we got to know who would he be in Bizarro World.
Maybe even all three of us to kind of talk about that, because Taven actually had issues with him at the hospital, and then I had the back end of the airport. So maybe we can all three of us can tell that story for you.
That would be an absolute honor, sir. We would love to have the whole kingdom on the show. Folks, I don't know what to say other than to say thank you so much for having you come on the show. Have an awesome interview, and we're looking forward to having you and possibly the whole kingdom back on the show real soon.
Thanks for having me, man.
You take care of yourself, and have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Folks, once again, if you hear me saying, if you're just tuning in, that means you just missed an amazing interview with the Horror King, Vinny Marcella, 1/3 of the six-man Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, 1/3 of the Kingdom, and just a fucking awesome dude. Jordan, I don't know what to say. I mean, we say this almost every single time we have an interview, how awesome it is. It just keeps getting better. This was certainly not any exception to the rule. What are your thoughts?
What we're doing is we're making wrestling podcast history. We're bringing on the best of the best from around the world, and it's no surprise that we get good results because we're speaking with some of the classiest, chillest, and some of the most entertaining people in the business. And tonight's episode is no exception. It was definitely an action-packed episode, and that's just us. That's part of our motto. That's what's in our DNA, and we got to keep doing that each and every week, which we will continue to do.
Absolutely. And of course, folks, if you did miss this episode, guess what? Our boys at thechairshot.com are on point, and here's a little something about that.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Ah, ye to the motherfucking ha. That's all I got to say about tonight, and I hope you guys go check that out. So always use your head. Go check out thechairshot.com. We got to say thank you to our sponsors, the Squared Circle Apparel. Go to squaredcircleapparel.com. Put in promo code SeriousBrad. Get your 50% off. They have some amazing gear over there. HiQ Hydration Energy. Go to Liquid HiQ. All natural energy drink. All the good, none of the bad. No crash. Can't beat that. Liquid HiQ.com, and of course, Collar and Elbow, Wrestling Passion meets Street Fashion. Go to CollarandElbowBrand.com. Put in promo code SeriousBrad. Get 10% off of your order. And tell them SeriousBrad and Pinder Soldiers Podcast sent you. I don't even know what to talk about right now, because I feel like if we do talk about anything, it's going to, you know, kind of tarnish the amazing interview we just had with the Horror King, Vinny Marcella. But there are a few things I would like to talk about tonight. And Jordan J.R. Garber, I hope you're up for it. One of the things I want to talk about, and I just read about, and of course you can check this out on thechairshocker.com, WWE recently just filed new NWO trademarks. What does that mean? That means they're putting their hands on everything to do with the NWO, anything that has NWO on it. We're talking shirts, cups, floaties, ties, socks, bottle openers, chairs, wigs, whatever it may be. They just put some new trademarks on it. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well,
in my opinion, and of course, Jordan, you know, I'm sure you've got plenty to say about this, but what that says to me is we might be seeing some NWO happening. And there's been a rumor, of course, in the article on thechairshot.com, is that AJ Styles might be heading up the new NWO. Of course, strictly rumor right now, but that's exactly where all this seems to be pointing towards. Jordan J.R. Garber, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is a very similar situation which happened in the year 2002, where when WCW was sold to WWE, they were part of the invasion, and then in 2002, they made their mark. The problem is, they didn't want to make Nash the leader of the NWO, so they made Shawn Michaels leader of the NWO, thinking that there is going to be another sort of leadership that would work with the story. It wasn't a successful run, but now we're looking at the situation 16 years later. It might work, but it takes a lot of careful picking, and it takes a lot of precision and accuracy and experience to make this work, because this could go really good, or this could sink down into the toilet. So hopefully it goes into something good, because I remember my childhood consisted of watching the NWO. So we just got to wait and see what happens. But if they do it, it should be interesting to see who they're going to make the leader. And it might be Nash. It might not be, but I think Nash is pretty banged up with injuries. I don't know how long he would have his next run for. That would be the only question.
Yeah.
But there are rumors that the possibility is that Kevin Nash would lead the stable. But once again, everybody was saying these are just rumors. These are not confirmations.
Well, here, let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about fantasy NWO. I'm gonna say reboot again, and I hope Vinny Marcella didn't get upset about that. Who would we like to see in the NWO? We're gonna go with four guys. We'll stick with the basic four. You know what I'm saying? It always seems to be of all time. Who do you want NWO? Top four guys to start the crew, go.
Of course, we'd have Scott Hall. Then we'd have Johnny there, man.
We got some new guys. How about this? We'll make this a little easier. Okay, we'll each pick one from the original NWO. Okay, or from the NWO era, and then we'll pick three new guys from current. Professional wrestling that are active. So you picked Hall.
Okay.
So now you pick three guys that are currently active in the WWE, of course, because WWE is trying putting the trademarks on that. Pick three guys from the WWE. Who would your three guys be?
You bring up AJ Styles. That's a good first one. Yeah, I would actually. It would be cool if they had like the NWO mid carders as well. But if I have to stick to three people, one would be AJ Styles, the other one, Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Could you imagine?
Really, dude, that'd be intense. Yeah. That'd be hard though because,
Braun Strowman.
Wow, man, you're
just
that fucking. Yeah, that did. That would
know.
Be. They would have to get along.
We get
for at least
a
little
while.
One.
I don't know. I know AJ Styles is one for sure, and I know for a fact that Brock Lesnar would be a dominant member. And we need one more, don't we? We need one more. We would say.
No, you got it.
What about
you? Said Hall. You said Hall, Styles, Brock Lesnar, and Braun Strowman.
I did
right?
say that, but I was going to take back my Braun Strowman. That was a joke.
Okay, gotcha.
Fuck. You know what? Let's just say Rusev. Or just throw it out there. Because
Rusev.
I know those two, AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar. I'd imagine them leading the NWO. But it could be anybody. As long as it's not Titus. Well, Titus O'Neil would be good too, but I don't think he's going to be the top four, one of the top four members, unless he trips every time he goes out to the ring. Those jokes are still happening, guys.
Now, my list is going to branch off of what's happening, something that's happening already. And one, my first guy is I'm definitely picking Nash, dude. I want Big Boy Nash on my crew, no matter what. I know he's a little banged up, but I definitely want Nash wearing those colors. And then I'm going to pick Dolph Ziggler. And Drew McIntyre, man. I mean, those guys already kind of have that NWO feel to them, the attitude. It's literally freaking Shawn Michaels and Diesel right there already. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much a reboot of them right there. So I'm going to go with Nash, Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, and we're going to stick with AJ Styles. I think that would be one hell of a new beginning for an NWO and WWE. I mean, I think it'd be amazing, actually.
Absolutely. A very, very dominant group.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, folks, I just want to touch on that little rumor, that, you know, what's going on. It's really not a rumor. The facts are facts. But whether or not, you know, they're going to bring NWO on television ever again is, you know, up in the air. But they certainly did put those trademarks in. And I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully, what they're going to do with it. And who knows? Maybe just, you know, some awesome new, you know, gear, NWO t-shirts and Christmas stockings and stuff like that. I don't know. But CM Punk, by the way, folks, if you have not heard this, you heard about the trial of defamation that was going on with CM Punk and Colt Cabana with the WWE doctor. And his name is slipping my mind. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter because this doctor lost his trial. CM Punk has won. Colt Cabana has won. So they're free and clear. And maybe possibly focused a little more on possibly being, a UFC fighter or becoming a professional wrestler again at, a little pay-per-view that's supposed to be happening at Sears in September. I don't know. Once again, rumors are rumors. What are your thoughts on All In? Are you looking forward to this? I know there's only one match that is being talked about right now. And of course that's Nick Aldis from NWA and Cody Rhodes. That's the only match that I've heard talked about. I know there's a bunch of people that are going to be there, but as far as matches, have you heard anything else other than that match?
So far, that's the only one that I've heard of according to my sources.
Right.
But it's going to definitely be very interesting to see if Cody defeats Dalton Castle, to have him go head-to-head. Like, that's great because I like what the NWA is doing right now.
Yes.
With Nick Aldis as the champion. You know, if you're a champion, you always wear a fucking suit to the ring, no matter what. If you're going in the ring and you're cutting a promo, a real champion wears a suit. He looks classy, and Nick Aldis can do just that. He reminds me of the good old days of the NWA in the 80s of Mid-South and all that stuff. So it's good to see something like that. And when you see two kind of different styles kind of join in together with two amazing athletes who have done it all, that's something that I would definitely want to see, and I would pay to see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just really looking forward to let's go with the potential that All In has and what could really happen with this show. I mean, you've got, I think it's like the biggest pay-per-view sold out outside of WWE and New Japan since I think 1992 or 1993. That's incredible.
It's crazy.
That's absolutely, it's insane.
It's over 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Over 20-something years ago that it took another outside company to book a show that was bigger than WWE and New Japan. That's just insane. So, once again, I'm looking forward to that potential. I just hope.
So
I mean, knock on wood.
What's this leave? What's this leave for Cody Rhodes and Dalton Castle? Does that just give away the match? Because according to my sources, NWA, I'm checking out their Twitter right now, and they made a press release breaking from London Ring of Honor. Nick Aldis agrees to defend the NWA title under one condition: if Cody Rhodes wins the Ring of Honor title. And if he does, that isn't that kind of just give it away since the NWA is advertising it? So maybe it's going to be interesting to see how they put this off, because there's going to be something that's going to surprise us, at least, no matter what, if Cody wins or Cody doesn't. But
right.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this pay-per-view is. I would buy the iPay-per-view for this one, if you guys are listening, because wrestling's so magical. You never know what's going to happen, and that's just a prime example. You could see a really good thing happen for the history of pro wrestling.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I wish I was in the area. I totally would have bought tickets. Something else I kind of want to touch on is this Chris Jericho cruise, man.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss that as well.
Yeah, please go ahead. I don't know what is going on, but Chris Jericho just must pop a Vince to be able to do what he's doing right now. Go ahead and let the audience at home know exactly what Chris Jericho is doing with this cruise.
Chris Jericho is a hometown boy. He's from Winnipeg here. Obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time. You got to wait and see what happens later. Like, what more happens? Yes, it was announced. He announced it. However, on Impact Wrestling, they have a booking section, and they do bookings for events. And Impact Wrestling didn't book Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho booked Impact Wrestling to be on his cruise. So are we going to see him in the Impact Zone? We're not too certain yet. Maybe that was just a one-time thing. You know, Chris Jericho likes to, you know, play around with the crowd a little bit. But could you imagine seeing Chris Jericho in on a TNA wrestling program? An Impact Wrestling program. That would be like amazing. That would make him a Grand Slam person, I think, because he appeared in WCW, WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling. There's a very few wrestlers that have done that.
In
so,
1 year.
To see if he gets his face on there, even that's huge. He's actually already in the music video when he was with Fozzy. He did the he was on Impact Wrestling in a music video, but as a wrestler, Chris Jericho in the Impact Zone, like that could be huge. That could mark a new era in professional wrestling. He just never say never, and you know how Chris Jericho has been in New Japan Pro Wrestling. We could definitely see this happen in Impact Wrestling, and now that he's booking them for his cruise. Now we're looking at a larger probability of that happening, which is great. What do you think about this? Like, are you going to be – it's just not going to seem right.
Well, it's going to seem really weird, but at the same time, if it's going to be any professional wrestler that kind of – you know, he's not jumping ship. He's jumping from ship to ship to ship to ship. He's really the only wrestler out there that I could think of that could do that, that could pull it off and still have the love of the fans – every time that he comes back, and that's fantastic. Chris Jericho is certainly the guy that deserves it. He's put the work in. He's been loyal. And when you think Chris Jericho, you don't think, oh, he's a New Japan guy, or he's an Impact guy, or he's a WCW guy, or even an ECW guy. He is a WWE guy. So it's, first of all, if this is the plan that Vince has done, and this is something that he has done, he's a fucking genius. And he's proven it, you know, over and over again. He's proving it right now. This is amazing marketing. He's taken one of his top guys, one of his top WWE guys, and he's letting them kind of go off and do his own thing. Always good business for WWE. Because like I said, he's a WWE guy. You think Jericho, you think WWE. So with this Impact thing, I think, one, it's just going to make fucking Impact better. It's not going to take anything from WWE. It's going to shine more light on Impact, which I think they always deserve. They have a great product. And I'm just looking forward to Chris Jericho possibly showing up on the Impact
zone. Who do we want to see Chris Jericho in the ring with, though? Sammy Callahan?
Sammy Callahan.
Austin Aries?
Oh, 100%. Austin Aries,
Sammy
maybe.
Callahan.
It's definitely Sammy Callahan. I don't think there's anyone else there really that's and no offense to any of the guys out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Eli Drake, I think them back and forth on the microphone, that would be fucking epic. I think they would their promos on each other would be dope. I know they would be both cut and clean. It would be, you know, one of those things where there would be no water and oil type situation with that. But as far as fighting goes, I think him and Sammy Callahan would tear the fuck out of each other. And I think everyone would love it. I think everyone would sit and enjoy it. I think they'd pay the money to watch it. So I don't think there's any negative to Chris Jericho, going there and doing this and cutting these promos and being part of it and doing a match even. I think anything that Chris Jericho, he's Midas when it comes to what he does in the professional wrestling business. Anything that he touches is gold, as long as it's marketed correctly. And I don't think, you know, I don't think Chris Jericho would allow bad marketing. I think if he's seen anything that would make him go towards a dark side of, you know, just not being popular, going on the downside of the graph, I think he would stop it and do it himself. So that's just the type of guy I think it is. So anything that's going to happen with this, I think is going to be absolute gold.
Absolutely. Like, this is the Jericho cruise from Miami to Nassau, Bahamas. Is that like a 24-hour? I don't think it's longer than that. It's a long time. I think that I'm looking it up. I'm going to look it up right now. Jericho cruise.
That just sounds, I mean, you're talking about a cruise, guys, that has, you know, a rock and roll, for one, check, you've already got me. Two,
that's
wrestling,
crazy.
Check, you've already got me. I mean, superstar after superstar after superstar, check, you've got me. And then you've got food, booze, you know, sun, water, beaches. I don't know if they're going to be stopping and doing drop-offs like they do with normal cruises, but this, there's nothing bad about this. You know what I mean? So, bravo to you, Chris Jericho. Like, you're literally becoming the entrepreneur. You know, The Rock has nothing on you. You're a rock and roll. You're a rock and roll star. You're a professional wrestling star. You're soon going to be becoming the fucking king of the seas. I'm jealous of Chris Jericho, man. The Ayatollah of rock and roll, you are. That's all I can say, man. You've
How are they
going to
wrestle on a moving ship, though?
Good question, man.
That's crazy.
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't really think it's going to – I mean, you know, I don't know. That's a good – I don't think anything's really going to –
Are they just going to stop somewhere and, like, are they going to, like, load a wrestling ring? That's going to be – it must be a big ship.
Wouldn't that be fucking awesome, though? They just, like, dock, and they're like, all right, first show in 15 minutes. As soon as the sun starts going down, we're gonna freaking do this. So, I don't know. I'm looking
like
forward to
25,
seeing.
There's 40 guys booked on this thing, and they're all going to be, including, like, 20 special guests, including, like, this is a big deal. If anyone lives in Miami,
yeah.
I would definitely check this out. Even, like, radio podcasts are being on the cruise. You know, that will be us one day soon, obviously, because we're one of the best professional wrestling podcasts in the world. But
yeah, just let us give us a shout out, man. We're open for bookings.
Always. We always open for bookings, especially me. I'm always open to refs and do podcasts and, you know, just sell around and have a good time. I got to love pro wrestling.
Absolutely.
This whole Chris Jericho cruise, Chris Jericho Impact Wrestling, we're witnessing a piece of history, and it's going to be really good to see how this unfolds, and hopefully we see him on an Impact Wrestling event in the very near future.
I couldn't agree more, guys. Just, you know, of course, you know, we're fascinated with this. We'll keep you in touch with it. I'm sure the chairshot.com will have constant articles about, you know, updates on the Chris Jericho cruise. You know, and by the way, guys, we haven't done the happy birthdays for today, and I feel bad. I usually normally do it in the middle of the show, but guys, you know, we got to say happy birthday to, and we just talked about them. He's my NWO choice, Drew McIntyre. Happy birthday, sir, and happy birthday to one of my favorite ladies in professional wrestling, and was. I don't know if she still is wrestling. I think she might be. And current barbecue extraordinaire, ODB. Happy birthday, girl. Hope you're doing something awesome or beating the hell out of somebody that, you know, deserves it. ODB, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Drew McIntyre. And, of course, tomorrow, guys, make sure that you go and say hello and happy birthday to hardcore legend Mick Foley. It's his birthday tomorrow. Go say hi. Say hi to Howard Finkel, too. I think it's Howard Finkel's birthday, too. So those are our birthdays for tonight. We're going to be, you know, doing stuff like this a little bit more. We're going to be bringing a little more content back to the show. We've been just doing interviews lately because, of course, thechairshot.com kind of covers, like, everything. And one of the few things that they don't cover is birthdays and this day in history. So me and Jordan J.R. Garber are going to try to bring a little more content like that, a little more fun stuff like that to the show, back to the show. And, you know, make it better, evolve. That's what we're going to do in the professional wrestling business to stay good, stay better, and continue being the best. So I don't think I have anything else to talk about tonight, Guy. Is there anything else that we want to talk about and say hello or, you know, talk about with our listeners before we sign off from this awesome show?
Yeah, listen to the interview. It's great. And listen to the news as well. If you guys missed the news that we just discussed, download the show and listen to it. There's some cool breaking news in professional wrestling, and you're definitely going to love it when you hear about it. So, you know, each and every week, I love doing what I do. I love professional wrestling. I love everyone that takes the time out of their day to listen. So thank you very much for listening. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Jordan J. Garber, and I cannot wait to be back on next week. I'm living the dream.
That's right, my friend. And, of course, you can catch me on social media and Pin Their Shoulders podcast on social media everywhere. Twitter at Serious Brad, and the show's Twitter at Serious Brad Cast. And then, of course, we have a Facebook. Literally just type in Pin Their Shoulders podcast, and it's going to, you know, bring you to every social media that we have to offer. And we are always advertising almost a week in advance on who we're going to have on the show. And guys, listen, we love it. We love it when our fans interact. If there's someone on that is going to be on the show, feel free to DM us with a question. Not only will we ask your question, we will tell, you know, who asked the question, where the person's from, so that, you know, your favorite wrestler gets to ask or answer that question for you. So, you know, just go ahead and hit us with a DM. Say, hey, go in and ask this person this. I'm going to say everything about you so your favorite wrestler knows. It's going to make it that much more special. And, of course, that's what we want to do with this show, is incorporate the fans, because we are super fans, you know, bringing it to the pro wrestling world, and that's all we want to do. So make sure you guys do that. And every once in a while, we're going to open the lines up, depending on – I got to figure out a good way to do this, because sometimes – we get people that call in and just are jerks, and we don't want to have that exposed to our guests or to the people listening at home. It's just nonsense. It's just pointless. So once I figure out a good screening plan, we're going to start having people call in and ask those questions to the people that we're interviewing. So once again, like I said, it'll make it that more special at home.
Peter's
so,
going to
haters are going to hate, and I still think that was Jim Cornette that called in during the Al Snow interview. I'm almost certain it was. I don't know for sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if you listen to the Al Snow interview that I had, it was a while back. I'm almost certain Jim Cornette called in and was bitching about Devon Dudley and a few other people. But it was insane. It was yeah, it was interesting. It sounded just like Jim Cornette, but I can't prove it, of course. But once again, guys, we're going to try really hard to bring more content to the show, bring more of the fan and the listener to the show. And all I can say is thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to thechairshot.com. Thank you to Squared Circle Apparel, Collar and Elbow, and Haikyuu Hydration Energy. And, of course, you beautiful and amazing, spectacular pro wrestling fans and listeners. We absolutely love you. And all I can say is tune in next week. Thank you. And remember, it is never a bad time to be serious.